our Washington, D.C. studios. Roland Martin, good morning.
Tom, Simple J, good morning. Hope all is well. First and foremost, Tom, folks at St. Augustine says hello. I was at their gala on Friday night.
Yeah.
They're raising some money. They're in Raleigh, North Carolina. And so President Ward and all the alumni there, they said hello to the whole morning show. And yesterday, at the St. Jude Wine Country Garden Harvest that my wife and I chaired at Salamander Resort with Sheila Johnson. Yeah. We raised $125,000 yesterday for St. Jude Children's Research. So Sheila Johnson also says hello. She was an honorary chair, and so we thank her and the folks at St. Jude for doing that. And so I had to get all that good stuff out of the way because it is getting a little funky between comedians. Tom, I was, you know, normally we deal with news stuff, but this was a little different. I was on Instagram, and comedian Lou Nail had a couple of words for Nae-Nae or Nene, whatever the child name is. Let's just say a throwdown is there where Lou Nail says, look, I'm a real comedian. I've been in this game, and I'm tired of these fly-by-night people coming out here trying to call themselves comedians when they ain't put the work in. So we put the work in and call Lou Nail. Lou Nail joins us right now from South Carolina, Jay's home state. Lou Nail, how you doing?
Yes, good morning. Well, see, herein lies the problem. You just said there's funk between comedians. And as Nene said on her what they call clap back to me yesterday, she stated that she never said she was a comedian. There goes the problem. She's not a comedian. She said it herself. I'm a comedian. She has a one-woman show from what it looks like. But if you're doing your one-woman show in nothing but comedy clubs, what is the perception that you're giving? Most one-woman shows that I've attended are usually in theater. So if you're saying you're not a comedian, but you're in comedy clubs, you're sending the mixed message. So which is it? You know, I'm not knocking anybody's grind. That woman has the right to do whatever she wants to do, wherever she wants to do it. But I have been working hard, and so have all these other comics out here. And it's the watering down of our genre that I have an issue with. I just think that, you know, everybody popping out of the woodwork to say, I'm a comedian, because people do it on the street all the time. I'm a comedian, too. Just because you tell jokes at the backyard barbecue doesn't make you a comedian. You know, it takes work. It takes time to develop your routine. You have to know what a segue is to go smoothly from one joke into another. There's an art form to it. It's not just some, you know, clown performance at a party. Mm-hmm. And I just take issue with that. And by the way, I just think that there's nothing wrong with saying you're salty if, in fact, you are. I'm a human being. I feel a certain way. And this is what's wrong with society these days. Everybody's choking down their feelings. Nene said, well, get out of your feelings and stop being salty. I don't have to get out of my feelings. I feel a certain way. That's how I feel. We're in an unfeeling, mean, bullying society these days. And people who are bullies and mean are being exalted. And people who state their truth and how they feel are being the person who's getting sand kicked in their face at the beach. I feel a certain way. That's how I feel. I can say whatever I want to. It's America. It's my Instagram. I didn't tag anybody. I didn't add anybody, and that's the way it is.
Hey, Roland, I remember hearing actors say the same thing about rappers.
Right. You're right. Right.
And rappers and rappers get all these
things about comedians. They say the same thing about comedians when they come in. A comedian or actors who are studied, and if you can't go to a comedy club to work on your craft like anybody else, well, where do you go? I mean, you can take a one-woman show to a comedy club.
Well, you can do whatever you want. Yeah. You can do exactly whatever you want. I'm not trying to run the world. I'm just saying how I feel. Nene is coming to your club, Jay.
Both of you are. Both of you coming to my club.
You are still coming to his club.
You are still coming, right?
I tried to call you back last night. Ironically enough, she's coming the day before I am.
So she's opening for you.
She's not Sybil, no. Oh, my God.
Ironically enough, she made the statement that I should call her as if I have her number, that I should call her and that she has to work for me and that I could open for her. Well, number one, I would never be one to say that'll be the day, because in this day and age, you know, there may come a time where I may have to open for Nene. You know, I don't have a problem with that. I'm not so egotistical to say that I would never do that. Who cares, you know? Or she may open for me. We may work together someday. I'm not opposed to any of that. But I'm just saying how I felt. It was just a moment. I was on, you know, I've worked with other people doing the same thing. This was just the thing that pushed me over the edge.
Let me ask you this, Lunell. This is not, you know, a mean girl thing between you two. And that's what I want, you know, I'm hoping to avoid, because that's seemingly what we get a lot of on reality TV. This is not sister against sister kind of thing. You're just feeling a certain kind of way, and you just expressed it. You're not
I'm just feeling a certain type of way, I express it. I have met Nene before. She was very pleasant when I met her. She has built a brand, however, on being a mean girl. So I can't say that about myself. I'm in a business where I try to make people happy and forget about their troubles and all that type of stuff. But she has actually made a brand of being a bully. I can't help that. That's not my, you know, what can I say about that?
Lunell, is it sort of like for me, that all of a sudden, just because you have a TV show don't mean you're a journalist? Because you might play some songs in your car don't mean you a DJ. So what happens is, folks,
are you talking about you, Roland? You talking about comedians?
No. What I'm saying is, I think what Lunell is saying, there's a respect for the craft.
Yes.
Or a disrespect for it. Yes, there is, you know, everybody thinks they can be a comedian. And then everybody brings up the fact that I work with Wendy or Claudia or even Reza from Stars of Sunset, which you will see this new season. Wendy made a very plain fact of saying that I'm not a comedian. I'm just telling stories and I'm doing my little stand-up sit-down thing. She hit a lick. She hired me. She paid me. She asked me for help. And I helped the woman. It was a business venture. Did I want Wendy Williams to come into the comedy circuit? Hell no, I did not. But did she ask me for advice? And so she paid me to do a job, and I did it. Did she do exactly what I thought she was going to do? Hit a lick and get out? Yeah, that's what she did. And she did everything in theaters. And that's what I'm saying. People come into our business, they water it down, they get money, and they're gone. And I feel some type of way about that. I don't have to justify that. That's the way I feel.
And the same thing for those comedians that, you know, have a gazillion followers on social media, or so-called comedians, and then they get out there on the road.
The thing about Jay and myself and any other comic that's been in the game for a while, we had those fans before there was social media. We developed
Will you be at the J-Spot Friday and Saturday? That's what I need to know.
I really want to talk to you, Jay.
I'll call you, but I need to know right now, will you be at the J-Spot Friday?
Thompson's Birdman said, respect my name. Lunell said, respect my craft.
All right,
Lunell.
Does that mean she's going to be there? I mean, did you?
She wants to talk to you.
Hey, Jay, she's got to holler at you first. Jay, you might have to spend some more money or add some new chicken wings to the rider.